AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. In a surprise move, Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev addressed the court at his sentencing hearing. Tsarnaev was sentenced to death. This hearing is just a formality. He thanked Allah and his attorneys, and he also apologized to the victims and survivors of the 2013 attack near the finish line of the Boston Marathon. Victims and family members of victims had a chance to speak as well. The AP's Denise Lavoie reports there were strong words from Jennifer Rogers, the sister of MIT police officer Sean Collier. She said,
"You are a leech and you spit in the face of the American dream." She was referring to the fact that Tsarnaev and his family moved here as immigrants from Russia. They received government benefits. She said they received all the freedoms America offers, and then he turned around and attacked U.S. citizens.
Sean Collier was shot and killed as Tsarnaev and his brother were trying to get away. President Obama talked by phone with French President François Hollande. The AP's Mark Smith reports the call follows new reports of American spying.
According to the White House, the president told Hollande American intelligence is not targeting his communications and is abiding by a commitment Obama made in 2013 after Edward Snowden's disclosures about NSA snooping not to spy on the French leader. Left unsaid is whether or to what extent this was done in the past.
France's foreign minister summoned the U.S. ambassador to respond to the WikiLeaks revelations. The governor of Alabama, Robert Bentley, became the first southern governor to use his executive power to remove Confederate banners in response to last week's shooting deaths of 9 people inside a historic African-American church in South Carolina. The Senate is expected to approve fast-track trade negotiating powers for President Obama.
It will ensure we have the tools we need to properly scrutinize whatever trade agreements are ultimately negotiated.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell thanked the president. This is AP Radio News. Wall Street stocks are lower. The Dow is down 136 points. The government is adjusting the number on the economy for the start of the year. The AP's Ben Thomas reports the slowdown was not as bad as first thought.
The Commerce Department says the gross domestic product shrank at a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 0.2% from January through March. But the contraction is not as severe as the original estimate of a 0.7% decrease. Harsh winter weather was a major factor in the slowdown, and recent numbers on consumer spending and home sales has economists expecting a second quarter rebound.
Ford is recalling more than 200,000 Transit Connect vans and Escape SUVs. Warning chimes and lights might not work on the instrument panel. Ford is also starting a ride-sharing program in 6 cities in the U.S. and in London. People who finance their vehicles through Ford Motor Credit will be able to rent their vehicle to pre-screened drivers for short-term use. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.